Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. And today we are going to continue what we started the other day. And this is part of our Moving Forward series. And this is part two of Turning Your Activities into Achievement. The last time that we spoke, we talked about different areas and different things that you could put in place or use or keep in mind for trying to make more efficient use of your time, of your equipment, of the things that you have around you, and also trying to find better ways that we could utilize different things so that we could get more out of our day. And when I say get more out of our day, I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to work, you know, a whole lot more for your company, or you're going to work a whole lot more on things that you don't want to do. These are basically things that can help you to be able to actually have better use of your time. So basically it's going to try to help you, or I'm trying to help you, to learn how to regain some of the time that you're losing on wasted chores, wasted items, wasted issues, to where, you know, you can spend more time with your family, or you can spend more time doing that particular hobby that you like, or you can just spend more time doing nothing if nothing is what makes your day. I've come to the conclusion that a lot of people, and I'm not the only one, of course, that a lot of people waste a lot of time and energy on things that basically eat up their time. And I am also very much a strong proponent of the fact that any time that you don't use or that you misuse, you lose, and you'll never get that back. And as I've said to many people, you know, if you're into watching football, basketball, hockey, all of those things, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And more power to you, you know, and I hope your team wins and all of that. But I've found myself that I'm not at your level. There's so many things that I want to do. There's so many places I want to see. There's so many things I don't know that I am constantly trying to become a student of learning, you know, and that's something that is very important to me learning and me growing. It may not necessarily be learning or growing in the conventional sense of, you know, me reading a book on statistics or me reading a book on, you know, physics or something like that, but the things in which you, I, or anybody else actually appreciate and love. I'd like to have more time to do those things. I'd like to have more time to live a life worth living. And to live a life worth living, then that means that you need to manage your time and work on your overall productivity as you work to try to get better. Well, anyway, the other day, we're going to recap just a little bit of what we talked about before. You know, we talked about, you know, planning your day. Oh, also, I recommend that if you haven't listened to part one of this particular part of the Moving Forward series, that you listen to part one, and then it will help to bring part two together. Even though they are separate, we're going to cover more things. We covered a bunch of things on part one that I will not be covering on part two. And again, please share the show with anybody who you think can use it, or they can, you know, they can benefit from it. All right, really brief overview. We talked about achievement. We talked about planning your day. We talked about little tools that you could use, GPS, MP3 player, organizing a bag if you happen to do a lot of traveling and going back and forth, making a list of your goals so that you know what they are and then you know what you're trying to hit, what you're trying to succeed at. You know, we talked about determining your best time of the day. Everybody has a time when they're the most productive, when they're going to get the most out of their time. And, you know, you may not always be able to work this out with your particular employer, but if you can look at a time that you're most productive, then that's a time when you're going to get the lion's share of your work done. And that's when your mind, your body, and your spirit are going to be more at one to getting those things done so that you can use that other time for the things that you'd like to use them for. Okay. And then from there, we talked about tools. I talked about people that are in the sales. And it's not just really sales. It's also to the extent of if you manage a lot of people, business. You know, you spend a lot of time doing, sometimes it's just mundane things. So I talked about using a stopwatch, you know, when you have a meeting. I'm talking about if you need to go into an office that somebody that is very talkative and they're in that office, be it that you're your supervisor or not. You know, when you come into the office, you should stand up. And this is pretty standard. You know, you walk into an office and you've got somebody that's a talker. You walk into the office and you don't sit down. And what it does is it makes the person that you went into their office you know, it makes them kind of want to go ahead and get whatever it is over if you stand up to where if you sit down. If you sit down, sometimes it becomes too much of a relaxed position and it starts something that you may not want to start, especially if you have a lot of other things to do. All right. The other thing that we talked about really briefly was listening. Ladies and gentlemen, the quote that I used with that was that we were given two ears and one mouth. And the mindset of that, really simple, is that we should try to listen twice as much as we try to speak. The other part was the internet. Using the internet to help you, using your computer to help you, using the tools that are out there that all you need to do is step out and look for so that you can create the things that so that you can create a world that's a little bit more organized and, you know, setting up folders, things like that, and putting them in categories that you're going to understand and remember. All right? That in itself can be a bit of a job. But once you do it and once you've got a system in place, it's your system, and you know how your system works. So it should work for you. Okay, and we also talked about setting up a VIP profile for people that you're going to meet or people that you're going to deal with. The more that you know about them or the more you know about their business, their particular problem, what have you, the better prepared you are to deal with whatever it is that they're going to say to you. So it's just kind of setting yourself up to fail. Setting yourself up to succeed instead of not doing it and then setting yourself up to fail. Please excuse me. And then I also talked about a journal. Create a journal. That journal is going to be able to help you to know where you are, what worked, what didn't work, so that you're not repeating things that you did before. Also, if you've got information that you get on the spur, you can jot that information down, and now you have kind of your own repository to go back to. You know, some people use they call it a Filofax. You know, a Filofax can be a very useful tool. You know, nowadays you can use a Filofax with your phone or your smartphone. You know, or you can get other electronical devices where you can keep memos and things like that. If you're a person that's not really good at writing things down, you could also get you a small tape recorder. And you can tape some of the things so that you don't forget them and so that they stay on the tip of your mind. But you really have to be careful with that because sometimes we don't actually listen to them. All right? And we also talked about a peak performance partner, somebody that can give you pointers or somebody that you can use as your role model, your mentor, to help you to do things better. There's always somebody out there that has done it better or somebody out there that already has done it. And if you can do what they do, if you can emulate them, then there's a good chance that you're going to get the same result that they got. It might be a little different, but if it's a positive result that you're looking for, and this is somebody that's had a lot of positive results, by shadowing them and by mentoring them and by looking at what they do and how they do it, it may help you to be able to do the same thing. One of the other things that I don't think that we talked about was rethink and renew. Every now and then, you have to relook at old things. You have to take that old strategy, all right, and tackle it and tackle the circumstances that may be keeping you from taking greater strides or greater steps forward, and then reevaluating them, seeing how you can tweak it, how you can change it, how you can adjust it to where it's going to fit you better. Or like let's say you have an old policy or procedure that you used to use or an old way that you used to do things. Well, if your job changed, like let's say you moved up into a higher position, well, it's not that what you did before doesn't work, but now that your workload or your level of work may have changed, as in let's say you may have been the supervisor, now you're the manager, or you were the manager, now you're the group manager. Well, now you've got more people to be responsible for, and it's at a different level. So you might just need to adjust your plan so that your plan will now encompass those things that weren't in it before, so that now you can move forward in trying to develop what you need to do. Because you have to examine all of our, we have to examine all of our paradigms and look at our different views. And then we will use the tools that we need and the skills that we need to determine what's the appropriate approach for that particular problem and what's the right way to handle it. Because the first way that you were doing it may have been correct, and again, all you may need to do is adjust. So that's part of the rethink and renew process, and it's also part of the growth process. Remember, nothing stays the same. Everything changes, even you, even though you may not always want to admit that you're changing. Another thing that I talked about was narrowing your focus. if you're trying to do 50,000 things, you're not going to get 50,000 things done. You need to put things in manageable clusters, so to speak. And from those manageable clusters, then you need to figure out what you need to do. And also, from those manageable clusters, sometimes you need to delegate work out to other people and also put and get backups in place. You know, an SOP is a beautiful thing, and that's another thing that's going to help you manage. However, an SOP cannot cover everything. So you have to be ready for those contingencies. You know, I have a saying that the consistency of inconsistency is a bit too consistent. And I believe that to be very true, and I think it's something that we should all keep in mind. Nothing is perfect. Everything can be adjusted, and there's always an exception to the rule. There are a lot of standards, but there are some exceptions to the rule. Another thing that I talked about was investing into a smartphone. Smartphones are definitely something that we need to look at, and we need to look at sincerely, because they can really be helps. You know, I mean, if you think about it, your average smartphone has more memory, more information, and more capabilities than your desktop computer did 20 years ago. In some cases, 10 years ago. In some cases, maybe even 5 years ago, because they have made computers and systems so small that, you know, a gigabyte, I mean, when back in the early, what, early, two, not 2000, probably in the 90s, you know, a gigabyte was like, whoa. You know, now you've got programs that kids use for games that are almost a gigabyte. You know, anyway, things have changed. Things have developed. So you need to be prepared for that. So you need to go out there and get you a smartphone, not just a cell phone, a smartphone, something that you can use for more than just making phone calls. And you need to only get the items that you're going to need. You don't need to take it to the next level. But when you get a phone, you know, you got a lot of people that are walking around here with very powerful instruments that they never use. And then you've got people that are walking around here that need powerful instruments that they would use if they knew how, but they're either afraid to go ahead and figure out how to open up the manual and look at the phone, or they just fear technology. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't be a dinosaur, all right? Step out there. Step out there. Every day is a learning experience, and every day that you grow, you make yourself better, and you're able to help other people. All right, management tips. Productivity for management. I had also talked about creating a book. That book is basically you would use it on a daily or weekly basis, and you would keep it in one location. Such a notebook, you don't have to have, you know, every second written down in it. You don't have to look at it every second. But if you use it, it'll be something that you'll use on a regular basis as a report, you know, to keep information that you want to keep, okay? Knowing your best time and where your best time is to be spent is another thing that we briefly talked about. And what you're doing is you're deciding to spend your time doing the things that will generate the most return for you and for your company. You know, this is a great thing. And it's a very positive thing that you need to put in place. Okay, personal responsibility. We need to take responsibility for the things that we're doing. We need to prioritize what we're doing. We need to adjust our work environment so that it's ergonomically correct. And look that up if you don't know the word. Basically, how you're going to seat, your position, your lighting, adequate, where your computer is, all of those different things. Prioritizing your stuff, all right? Visual rewards. You need to put up your plaques, your things like that, so that you can see what you've accomplished and you can look back at those and feel good about them. Networking. Networking is another thing that I'd really like to talk about. Again, this was a little bit of a shorter show, and it looks like we're actually going to end up having a part three. But anyway, I hope that everything that I'm sharing with you guys is valuable to you. And again, one of the most important things is remembering your why. Remembering why you do what you do, remembering what you're looking to get out of this, you know, why are you working extra hours, you know, are you working too many extra hours and you're sacrificing, you know, your why, your family, for the things that you really want to do and really want to get a hold of, okay? A captain, I would tell you or recommend that everybody gets a captain's chair. One, they are great as far as ergonomics. They have wheels. You know, a lot of them have the mesh back, so you get that breathing in your back. You're not sweating, things along that nature, and you're going to get a lot of value out of a captain's chair. You know, again, you have to look at your work environment. If you work from home, you know, usually you have to sign a work-from-home agreement or what have you. But it could be really good for you. And, again, on that prioritizing of time, you want to set off small blocks of time where you can get things done. And then sometimes you need to step away so that you can refresh. Refresh yourself, refresh your mind, refresh what's going on in your heart and in the task that you're doing. Sometimes if you don't step away from a problem, you continually try to go at that problem the same way. I believe it was Einstein that said that you can't fix a problem at the same level that you created it. So if you created a particular problem and you try to address that problem with the same tools that you use to create that problem, there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to figure out how to fix or how to take that particular problem and answer it. Why? Because you're still in that same mindset, that mindset that puts you into that particular problem. All right. We also talked about outsourcing. Outsourcing is, again, trying to go ahead and find somebody that can do the particular job that may be, you know, let's say you're a $100 an hour employee. Well, no company is making good sense if they've got a $100 employee doing a $12 an hour employee's job. So you need to concentrate your time on the things that are worth your time. I'm not saying if you have extra time, you can't knock out those $12 jobs, but what I'm saying is that if you're a $100 an hour employee, then you need to knock out all of your 100-hour employee things before you step down to do things that are not at the level in which your company is paying for your services. Again, a lot of us have a tendency to do things that we like to do, things that are repetitive. However, they're not things that are getting the best bang for the buck. Okay? Another thing I want to talk to you about, and this one is new, kind of, is networking. All right? Sometimes you need to connect and then reconnect, and you need to reconnect without an agenda. All right? Socializing and networking is a very important thing. All right? It's going to help you not only presently, but it's also going to help you with any future employ. You know, also, please remember you need to treat people correctly. People remember. All right. I myself am part of a couple of different groups. So we're going to address this, but I'm going to address this a little differently. All right. Every few months, you should reconnect with people by phone or by email and connect with them if you haven't heard from them. And this is just to check on them and see how they are. You know, you need to let them know that you're thinking about them. You need to give them news about yourself, you know, see what's going on with different projects, maybe help them out with something, all right? Yes, it may not be in your job description, but that person is going to remember you in a positive light if you were able to help them out and solve a particular problem that wasn't yours. You become a fixer. Fixers are always needed. And if you fix somebody's problem, they're going to come back to you later when they have another problem or if something comes up that they feel is right down your alley. That's the same thing with treating people correctly and treating people the way that you would want to be treated, which is fair, consistent, and with respect. All right? It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter what your position is. It doesn't matter what your title is. If you treat people like crap, they will be waiting with very patiently for the day that you slip up. And when you slip up, they're going to be right there to take you out, okay, or to do something to you or not help you when an opportunity comes up. And none of us are perfect. So please keep that in mind. Social networking. Again, if you're part of a particular group or anything like that, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody sends something out in your group, you need to reply to that email. If it's a phone call, if it's an email, you need to reply. Don't think that you're going to send something out to somebody and they're going to reply to you, but you never reply to them. They may do it a few times, but after a while, guess what? They're going to basically disavow knowing you. They're going to remove you from their contact list. Why? Because they're going to see you as somebody that only talks to them when you want something. Okay, and Facebook, clubs, organizations, great for it, but you can't always come with a need, all right? If you're a member of a particular church or organization, you need to step outside of your church because, again, like I said, you may get a whole lot of response, but eventually that response is going to dwindle if you are so myopic that you believe that it's all about you. Another thing for social networking is a lot of people say never forget your paper ambassador, your paper cards, which is your business cards, things along that nature. Well, here's something that you also really need to look into. You need to look into something called, there's a company out called Isaac. And what Isaac does is they do digital business cards. Well, look at it this way. You get a business card, you give it to somebody, they lose it, they forget it, they don't know what they did with it, they wash it, what have you. With a digital business card, all you do is give that person your name and then your short code, and you get their information and they get your information. And now that's somebody that you can retrieve, and you can also put that into a database. There's also other aspects that you can do with that. If anybody's interested in that, just go to www.izig.com/zsuccess. Again, that's www.izig.com/zsuccess. So Izig is IZIGG.com and zsuccess all together, just the letter Z and success connected. Again, okay, and if you'd like to see what a digital business card looks like, just text. Open up a brand new text. In the text part, put Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N. And then in the number part, put 90210. Again, in the text part, put Zurian, Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E. And then after that, in the numbers part, put 90210. The number's 90210. Hit send, and you'll get a copy of my digital business card. It's really a pretty cool tool. All right, on the home front. And again, that smartphone, again, really comes in handy. On the home front, you've got tips on how to improve things in the home, all right? You need to get stuff in the home in order. You know, you can get an organizer, what have you. You can get a USB port, what have you, and keep your bills and things like that on there, your grocery lists, all of that stuff, things that you're dealing with every day on a regular basis. Use of online billing. If you presently don't use online billing, I would recommend that you do. It has been noted that it is now safer than sending it through the mail, you know, so that's one of the best ways to take care of bills and things like that, plus that you're going to get a digital receipt back once you go ahead and do it. Another thing is setting up a calendar and a to-do list for your home stuff so that you can get it going. Now, if you're the type of person that every now and then you need some bang in you, you need something to motivate you, start listening to something. Get yourself something where you can listen to the types of music that you like and things that are going to spur you on and make you want to go forward and do the things that you want to do. Okay? So that's the home front. Now, parents, being productive and being a parent can sometimes be difficult because kids have a tendency to change things for you. But the use of posters and tracking charts will help you out. All right, scheduling face-to-face time with your kids and your family for you husbands that are working a lot of hours and things like that. Making time to actually eat, you know, breakfast if at all possible with your family, lunch, dinner, things along that nature. You know, you're going to start to create that bond. Also, like I was saying earlier, you need to take breaks. All right? You know, all parents need to take a break. You need to step away from the work and leave work where work is and do things with your kids and do things with your family. You need to schedule off time and make appointments, not only with yourself to do exercise, you know, but to get quiet time. Also to help you to clear your mind, to make a healthier and happier you and individual, and also to make you a better parent. All right? If you'd like to get a dry erase board, sometimes that'll work. Your kids can put little notes on that and you know what's going on. All right. Also, productivity and wellness. You need to start every day with reading. Everybody needs to read. Find something that you like and read a little bit of it. You know, if you read just a couple of pages of a book every day, eventually, guess what? You'll be finished an entire novel. But it starts with every day you're doing a little something where you read a couple of pages here, a couple of pages there, and make it things that you're interested in, or make it things that you may not know anything about, but you may find that you are interested in. Those things would help you. Also, sleep. Harvard did a study not too long ago, and they said that the average person actually needs about 6 to 7 hours of sleep every day. A lot of us are killing ourselves because we're not getting enough sleep. All right. The other thing is exercise. We need to do exercise. You know, you can do daily exercise without running. All right. You can do other things to build up your body as a whole to become strong. You know, I told somebody one day that the reason that I always walk up and down the stairs is because the longer that I walk up and down those stairs, I figure the longer I'll be able to walk up and down those stairs. It's something to keep in mind. Reading resources. There's a couple of different offers out there, and you can go online and find out who they are. But one is Getting Things Done. That's by David Allen. Getting Things Done is a good book that you can look at that could help you. All right, First Things First. That was written by Stephen Covey and some other authors that accompanied him. That's a great book, and it can help you to get yourself in order. All right, The 4-Hour Work Week. That was by Tommy Firmitz, if I remember. That's another good book that you could get. Okay, Getting Organized in the Google Era. That's another book that was written by a gentleman by the name of Douglas, I think it's Mermel, and James Martin. Another good book. Another book that's out there is Super Competent, 6 Keys to Performing at Your Productive Best, and that was by Laura Stacks. And then there's another one called Time Power, and that's written by a very famous speaker, Bryant Tracy. So these are some books that could help you to try to get your act together and get things going the way that you want to get them done. All right? You also need to draw up an outline. Draw up an outline so that you can figure out how you can complete particular problems, things like that, and how you're going to address different things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And from there, you can get ideas, you know, that you may have on difficult items, because you've now taken them and you've outlined them, and now it allows you to harness all of your thoughts and to get organized before you start a particular thing. So that outline, or drawing up that outline, is something that's going to help you go. And then from there, ladies and gentlemen, we just need to go ahead and get going. All right? Most of us need to take action. I understand that you're busy. We're all busy. We all have 1,000 things going on. But if you can organize yourself, you'll find that you're not busy doing things that aren't going to give you the end result. You'll be busy doing things that are going to take your level of productivity and multiply it by 5, multiply it by 10, multiply it by 50, multiply it by 100, to where now you may be able to get most of the stuff that you presently are struggling to get done in maybe half the time. Now, is that not worth it or not? I think it is. Because your final destination is a happier and fuller life. It's a happier and fuller family. You know, I meet a lot of people that have children, and they, you know, when the children get to a certain age, they go, I missed it. And they missed it because they were so busy trying to help somebody else live their dream. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to live your dream, you have to take it day by day. But you also need to realize that you have to focus on your dream to reach your dream. If you don't have a dream and you don't have a documented dream written down, then there's probably a pretty good chance you're going to miss the mark. Because a lot of us hit the goals, and we don't even realize that we hit it. You know, my wife one day said to me that I needed to take all of my plaques, certifications, and things like that and put them up on the wall. And I was amazed because I filled up several walls with plaques, certificates, certifications. And I didn't even realize that I had done all of these things because I'd stuck everything in folders and didn't think of it anymore. But when I put it up, I could see my accomplishments. I felt that my value was more than I actually thought it was. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the show today, and I hope again that this has given something to you. Gentlemen, let's put down the beers and let's get in front of that television and let's start doing some exercises, even if it's just walking. Ladies, let's do the same. All right? Don't ask questions that you don't want the answers to, people. All right? Don't ask questions that you don't want the answers to. And when you do start asking the questions, make sure that you're in a position where you're ready to hear the answer. Well, with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening to The Zurian Show. I truly appreciate it, and I always enjoy bringing information to you guys and hope that the information is good for you. Again, remember your why. You're doing this for a reason. All right? And if you take that reason and put that in front of you first, your ability to complete the things that you want to complete will only go up. Thank you very much, and again, have a great day.